Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. I am finally over COVID. It took me just a little over 2 weeks to get over this, especially that cough, which was annoying and painful. So I'm finally done. This episode, I've been wanting to do for a while, but I wanted to wait until I can actually speak without hacking it up. And it stems from reading articles over this last year and even over the last few weeks, when I'm seeing more and more articles of telling individuals that here are the massive amount of people that are immigrating or want to be future expats, and they're going to places like Mexico, or they're going to places like Nicaragua, or Panama, or South America, like in Colombia. Why you should be going too. Well, folks, this episode is about logic versus reality, or another way to say it is theory versus reality. You know, a lot of people can attest to this. If you take a typical professor in a business college that teaches basically theory and put him or her out in the real world, they will go bankrupt or they will fail within a year to 2 years. Because teaching theory and trying to apply theory in the real world does not work. And for those of anyone who's taken any sort of university course, especially when it comes down to business, know this for a fact. I basically wasted, believe it or not, 6 freaking years in college. I learned absolutely zilch. The things I learned in college was not what not to do. How many stupid things I did when I was in college and how I needed to change my life for the better. But I learned absolutely nothing in college. Everything that I learned as a manager, as an executive, as a business owner, marketing, sales, presentation skills, whatever it may be to excel in this world, I learned all on my own. Or I learned it through people I interacted with in the real world. I didn't pick up a single thing that I learned in college and applied it to any part of my professional life. And I think you as the individual see this same exact fact. Obviously other professions like engineering or medical, that's completely different. But when it comes down to business practices, reality is really what sets it apart. It tells you what things are really like in a real world. Theory does not work. And when articles are spewing out numbers, like record number of people moving from California moving to Mexico, and here are the reasons why, because the central bank of Mexico or whatever Latin America or whatever bank said that they are predicting GDP growth of 2% or 2.5% in Latin America. It still doesn't mean jack, folks. Take it from someone who actually worked and lived there. Latin America is not the same it was 20 years ago as it is today. It was great back in early 2000, 2002 when I landed in Costa Rica. Or even prior to that, when I was visiting Mexico with my family, going fishing down there, saying, hey, this is a wonderful place. But over years, tourists have ruined places that were sleepy little fishing towns and little places and ruined the locals. Now the locals freaking hate gringos because gringos bring nothing but pain and heartache and frustration. So please take these articles with a grain of salt. When you see a publication or you see an organization, I'm going to name which one, but I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. They're a big powerhouse, especially in Latin America, always cranking out. They have a huge team of people that's cranking these articles. The top 10 places to retire around the world, and majority are always in Latin America. or they'll start throwing, they started venturing into Southern Europe and like some parts of Asia. But then he started talking about places like Portugal or Italy and Greece. Why? Why would you want to go there when the euro is obviously failing? How many years have I been preaching this and warning everyone that the EU countries are failing, and now we are parity from the US dollar and the euro, and it's only getting worse. What once was great is no longer great a decade to 2 to 3 decades later. The same goes with the US dollar. What can you buy with a dollar today versus what could you buy 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I still remember when candy bars were 5 for $1, like those big ones. But obviously the US dollar has devalued. So things have changed. And that's what this podcast and what these episodes are for, is to help you evolve with me. I go where the money is. I go where the opportunities are. I go to the places that are going to provide me, as a non-bilingual English-speaking expat that spent, basically as an American, I spent most of my life in America, I go to places that's going to treat me the best, where my money is going to go further. People are illogical. Why do we eat spicy foods? Why do we like that burn? Don't you just love that burn when you bite into maybe a spicy taco that's filled with habanero peppers, or spicy burrito, or taking a bite of some Thai green curry that just burns in your mouth? Don't you just love that burn? But it's illogical. Why would someone want to put that kind of pain? But we love it. Just like, why would someone go skydiving? Because it's great. Human beings, we do very illogical things. And some of these things we enjoy. So when I see a bunch of people bum rushing because they're reading these articles to places like Mexico, it makes zero sense to me. Because what's great now is not going to be great a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later. I've seen dramatic night and day changes in Mexico just over the last 15 years in places like Rocky Point, Guaymas, San Carlos, Tijuana, going all the way down to the Baja side and the mainland side, from Mazatlan to Playa del Carmen. All these places were fantastic and gorgeous places to live a decade or two ago, but they no longer are. The best way for you to understand is to actually come. Because going to Latin America all my life, and as I say many times, my brother and I, it was our dream to own a home on the beach and just basically fish all day. We always wanted a home in Mexico. But then as every single year, as we went down to Mexico multiple times a year. I would say at least 4 to maybe 5 times a year as a family to go fishing. And I would go, my brother and I would go for spring breaks or rodeo vacation and so forth. So we go down to Mexico a lot. But every single year, we're catching less and less fish. Every single year, we had to go further and further out to catch anything. I remember, 20 years ago. It's probably like 25, closer to 30 years ago. When my brother and I, we were fishing. So my parents, we were actually spending Christmas. And we do that sometimes, Christmas or Thanksgiving. We would spend in Christmas. We would spend in Mexico, either in Guaymas or San Carlos, one of the two. And I remember this beautiful hotel that we always stayed in, San Carlos. Can't remember the name. It was right on the beach. And my brother and I would, when we didn't want to charter a boat, we would just walk right out to the beach and just surf fish from the beach all day, catching bonefish. bonefish are extremely hard to catch. You see them in the Florida flats, very, very hard to catch. Catching bonefish and ladyfish, big giant triggerfish, sea bass, all sorts of, and jack crevalles, right there, right off the beach. But every single year, fishing off the surf got worse and worse. Just like every single year, look at the drought. You're seeing it more so than ever. Right now, the United States, for those non-believers in climate change, well, you're seeing it before your eyes right now. The United States is heating up, same with other parts of the world. The rains are getting worse. I mean, the oceans are getting hotter, and it's changing the landscape of the earth. You look in the western side of the United States where it's constantly on fire. You look in the Midwest to the East Coast, more and more tornadoes, more and more floods. Just recently you saw the devastation that happened in Kentucky, which is horrible. I feel extremely bad for those individuals. Same with the big, huge fires up in the West. It just gets worse and worse, hotter and hotter. So because of that, if you think it's bad in the United States, well, look at down south. Look in Latin America, especially in Mexico. It's getting hotter there too, so people can't grow their vegetables. They can't grow anything in their farms that they've had for generations and generations. So they can't grow anything. They can't produce any kind of income. If they can't produce any income, what are their options? Go work for the cartel or starve and die. Or the third option is come north to the United States or Canada. Look for opportunities. The migration from these countries, from these poor countries in Latin America, is only going to get worse because of drought and because of the lack of opportunities. We're here in Asia. Yes, we see climate change. Yes, we see more rains. Yes, we have flooding here in Thailand, but I don't live in a flood zone. My wife made sure of that. But it's nothing as devastating that we've seen in North America, in Australia, in China. And then now, what's going to happen 10 years from now when you bought that beautiful home in Mexico? Because Mexico's not cheap anymore. That's one of the reasons why I decided not to buy anything in Mexico and then went to Central America, and also the reason why I left Central America, because it's no longer cheap, no longer inexpensive to live there. So what was inexpensive 20 years ago got more and more expensive, especially when it came to real estate and cost of living. It was almost the same living in Costa Rica and the coastal areas, or even a city of San Jose, was really no different than living in the United States. So I'm like, okay, if everything is costing the same, and where I live in Newport Beach, the beaches are actually prettier than Costa Rica, what am I doing in Costa Rica? I'd rather be in the United States. I'd rather be in Newport Beach. I'd rather be in Huntington Beach. I'd rather be in Vegas. And a lot of people felt the same way, and that's why they left places like Costa Rica. It got more expensive. So if you felt rich now, are you going to continue to feel rich 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Is your money going to run out faster? You know, I'm going to save this episode or this topic for another episode. But I'll tell you one thing that's very, very surprising. Because I love to talk about analytics with everyone. I love to talk about, so you are aware of who's listening, who's moving, who are these people, how old are they, how rich are they? Well, as you know, I deal with only with affluent clientele. And this is the first time over the last few years, over this pandemic, where friends and clients that are worth in a range of 3 to 5 to 7 million, that range, so just under 10 million and worth just a little over $3 million, where 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they felt rich. They don't feel rich anymore, which was shocking. Like, man, I don't feel rich. I just recently flew back from a business trip. And this family is half Asian, half American. And I met with the family, stayed with them for a week, going over our strategic plan for them, how we basically are going to create their estate plan here in Thailand. The family is worth, I'm going to give you exact numbers, but between $5 to $7 million. And they said, we don't feel rich. We feel that our money is going to run out. So we need to look elsewhere and start making our arrangements now, not just for our retirement, but for the retirement for our children and our grandchildren's future. Can you believe that? Smart family, smart people. Because they're not just looking at themselves. They're looking at the kids. Their kids are in our they have numerous kids. So youngest, late 20s to right around mid 30s. But they're also thinking about their children, thinking about the opportunities. And they don't feel those opportunities are there. Then they're thinking about their grandchildren. Where it didn't take a lot of convincing. Had numerous conversations with them. They listened to my podcast, and that's what these podcasts are intended. I do not advertise. I do not buy Google AdWords. There's no reason to, because 100% of my clientele is all referral basis and has been for 20 years. Nobody ever just calls me and says, hey, I want to buy a home in X and X country. So these podcasts are made for, really for new clients. Instead of having to repeat everything over and over again, I turn them to my podcast so they can educate themselves over time when they're ready. So by listening to these episodes, they felt, and they've done their own research, they're intelligent individuals, they're business owners, family-owned business, very successful. It's a mid-sized firm. And they felt that Thailand was a place that they wanted to be. Because their money is going to go further. Because they don't feel rich now, but they know in Thailand, calculating simple inflation here in Thailand, cost of living here in Thailand, their estimated lifespan, that they know they will still continue to feel rich 10, 20, 30 years from now, and then their kids will too. So I'm going to save this episode for another one, which was, it's just shocking that people that are worth just under $10 million, they do not feel rich. For those of you that are in that group, well, here in Thailand, you're always going to feel rich because you are rich. $5 million in cash is the same equivalent of having $25 to $30 million in cash in your Western country. And that's not going to change. That's one of the unique things about Thailand. That's what makes Thailand such a wonderful country. But then again, this is a big, vast country. Not every place is a wonderful place to live. The best place and the best place to invest is only here in Bangkok. And if you want to live in a beach city, say many times, it should be the beach cities that are only 2 to 3.5 hours from here, or 1 to 2.5 hours from here. So I really, really hope that those of you do not jump the gun and quickly move to Latin America or to Southern Europe. Because the Eurozone, they're in recession. The UK is in recession. The United States is in recession. The United States has had 2 consecutive quarters of a downtrend, of negative growth. That means the United States is in recession. And this little mini fake out rally that we've had in the equities market and crypto market, smart people know that it's not real. We haven't even near, we're not even close to the bottom yet. Other smart analysts and multi-millionaires, like, other hedge fund managers, believe there's another 25 to 50% downtrend in these markets. And I believe the same. So take your time, folks. There is no rush. But then again, please don't just sit on your butt waiting and waiting. Then a year has passed, 2 years have passed, 5 years has passed, 10 years have passed, and now you have no money. And it's too late. Take enough time where you are educating yourself, you are educating your loved ones and your family of why you're choosing a place like Thailand. Take the time to research, come here, walk it, touch it, feel it, experience it, and you'll know why. You'll know why Thailand is better than Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines. You'll know why Thailand is better than any Latin country. You'll know why Thailand is better than any Southern European country. Just come here. Experience it for yourself. Use the numbers. Take as much information, because the more information, the better. I'm not saying just throw away the numbers. Take those numbers. But don't just rely on articles telling you these are the top 10 places where expats are moving to. Portugal, Nicaragua, Mexico, Italy, Croatia. I even heard Turkey. And it's like, I remember. So I saw what was going to happen to Turkey, what's happening now in Turkey many, many years ago. I remember talking to a friend of mine. He actually used to work for the State Department, and I think he might still does. Very intelligent guy, very well traveled. And he's like, we're talking about Thailand. He's like, I don't think Thailand's for me. I think Turkey is a better option. I'm like, dude, no. You of all people should know Turkey is unstable. Anything can rock that boat. He's like, I've got so many friends that are buying Turkey right now. Well, fast forward, when I had that conversation with him about 4 or 5 years ago, I could tell you, if he bought a property in Turkey, he made a huge mistake, and any of his friends did. Why would you want to live in Turkey? Why would you want to live anywhere in the Middle East? Yes, Dubai, UAE, Qatar, and their skyscrapers and all this cool technology. But that place is a scorching desert. Remember this, folks. Remember this. If you're just new, listening to my podcast, please remember what I am going to tell you right now. Human beings love to feel important. That is not some wild theory. You and I both know this. Human beings love to feel important. We love to feel loved. We love to feel recognized. We love to feel important. So if you are a millionaire, even a crypto millionaire, moving to a place like Dubai, you are a dime a dozen. You are a very, very small fish in a very large pond of multi-millionaires and billionaires. You are basically nothing. You're a nobody. You think you're rich with 10 or 20 million or even 30 or 50 million or even 100 million going to a place like Dubai? Dude, you're nothing. But you come here to Thailand, oh, you're something. You're important. You'll be treated different. You're gonna be a big fish in a small pond. But Thailand is not a small pond, folks. Not a small pond. So if you like everybody else, want to be pampered, want to feel important, want to have the peace of mind that your money is not just going to last you 10 or 20 years, it's going to last generations. That means your lifetime, your kid's lifetime, and your grandchildren's lifetime. Thailand is a place for that. That's what makes this country amazing. If you have any sort of wealth, even as low as $1 million, $1 million roughly about 30, 35, 36 million baht, oh, you're considered rich. Your average middle class Thai that's educated, or should I say upper middle class Thai that's educated, these are people that do well, they're smart, they have an advanced education, not just a bachelor's degree, maybe a master's or doctorate. When you ask them, what is the magic number? 10 million baht is enough for retirement. That's only that's a little over $300,000, folks. You have $300,000 in cash after you paid off your home and your cars and all that other crap. You're labeled as a rich person. So imagine you have $1 million. Imagine if you have $10 million. $10 million in Newport Beach? Nothing. I was the poorest person. I was the youngest kid in my block in Newport Beach, the 21 homes, this small community of homes, right by Lido Island. And I was also the poorest. I did well, still worth quite a few millions, but I was the poorest. I was a nobody. Well, you might have heard this story before, where I had neighbors that at that time, and this was, folks, this was like early 2000s, that were 25, 30 million, 50 million, 100 million. $500 million, my neighbors across the street. I felt like a complete zero. I thought I was successful, but when I put myself against these people, I'm nobody. And you probably feel that today, whether you live in London, Sydney, Auckland, Switzerland, New York, LA, even Singapore, Beijing, Hong Kong. You have the equivalent of $10 million. You're still a nobody. You come here to Thailand, you're somebody. You will be able to get into that very elite crowd very, very quickly. You will always be able to sustain an ultra, ultra luxury lifestyle forever. Where I remember, where I have some very, very successful friends, and some of these people I'm no longer friends with, I remember, going out and they would pay the bills of having nights of $10, $15, $20, $30, $50,000 nights and days of partying, where they can no longer do that today because they don't have that kind of money. Well, here in Thailand, you still do stuff like that, but for a fraction of the price. Table service, New York, Miami, LA, Vegas, average table service, $1,500 to $2,000. And that's with a few mixers and some crappy bottle of vodka. Here, that same exact table service with a better top shelf liquor, let's start about, depending on where, $100. If you go to Isan, I remember my friends and I, when I first came to Thailand, we were at a club in Ubon, which is in Isan, which is kind of smack in the middle of Thailand, close to the Laos, the Laotian border, and had a bottle of Johnny Walker, food all night, constant waitresses that serving us all night. There were four of us with mixers, everything, $30. 30 bucks. We actually didn't finish, and it was a big bottle of Johnnie Walker, not the regular size, the bigger bottle. I forgot, it's like 1.5 liters maybe. We didn't finish it. So they have these lockers. Like, oh, you just put your name, we'll put your name on it, and then we'll just keep it here until you come back. Of course, we came back the next night. Being able to afford like stuff like that, being able to do like stuff like that on an ongoing basis, makes you feel good. Makes you feel confident. Makes you feel good about yourself. That's what makes Thailand unique. Because you can do these same exact things in other poor countries, but you still feel like you're in a poor country. Where here in Thailand, in Bangkok, or some of these big, giant beach cities, I don't feel any different than I still feel like I'm in a first-class metropolitan city in a first-world nation. I don't feel like I'm some podunk area. So you sacrifice nothing here. Been here for 10-plus years. And like I said, every day gets better and better and better. And like a few episodes ago, I'm going to ask you again, are your days, are your months, are your years just getting a little bit worse and worse and worse? Because if they are, it's time to make that change. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon.